Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you. There's no other joy in rejoicing than when you do it. Thank you, God. There's no other praise, Lord, but you're performing it. Thank you, Lord, the completion and, Lord, the finished work that you did for us on the cross. Lord, thank you again that we rest in that. It's our solace, Lord. It's our rejoicing. Oh, it's the very power of God unto salvation. Lord, we're just again in awe of you more and more each day. The love, the care, oh, the long suffering, the tenderness, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the friendship that is sticking to us closer than a brother. Thank you, Father, Lord, that you love us. Lord, that now are we the sons of God. Thank you for our precious high priest, our advocate. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the love that will not let us go. Let us just rejoice. Let us hear the word of the Lord this morning. Lord, let us avail our ear. Let us have you to change us. Lord, help us to open our hearts this morning to you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 9. And this precious time of fellowship and truth at the Mount of Transfiguration. We'll also be reading of this same instance in Matthew 17. But in Luke 9, we'll begin reading from verse 28. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him 2 men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the 2 men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. Now going over to Matthew 17, reading of this same account. Matthew 17, verse 4. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. When the Lord scares you, so good. Did you hear that? When the Lord scares you, so good. Events like these disciples were in, so foolishly building 3 tabernacles, but yet the beauty of the fear of the Lord. When he scares you to stop you, when he scares you, to stop me. From our own destruction, from destroying, honestly, ourselves. Sometimes as we read here, it's his voice. Always the word of God speaking to us, amen. And his sheep know his voice. You know it. And sometimes he uses a sign, like he used this cloud. But however he does it, brothers and sisters, we must, by the grace of God, pay attention. We must heed, we must, by the grace of God, let God's fear cause us to stop in our lives and to let him make the change. Amen. The fear of the Lord is salvation. The fear of the Lord is our salvation. And ones who don't fear the Lord enter into absolute destruction. You see it time and time in the Word of God, but a fool never fears God. And it's foolish not to fear the Lord. But a fool never fears God. Just ask old Pharaoh how foolish it is not to fear God. And in Proverbs 1:7, it says it like this: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord. He's God. He's God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And a man of understanding, praise God, shall attain to wise counsels. But fools despise wisdom. But fools despise wisdom. And fools despise instruction. I don't want to be foolish. Do you want to be foolish? Then by the grace of God, fear the Lord. But yet so often, we fool ourselves, don't we? We fool ourselves thinking more of ourselves than we ought. When you begin to listen to yourself, you're thinking of yourself, believe it or not, more than you ought. Because you need to hear the Word and not yourself. But the enemy, brothers and sisters, can get us when we begin to fool ourselves to settle into things that are not edifying or profitable for our lives. In 1 Corinthians 10:23, I get it, and I'm so thankful for this verse. It says that for Christians, all things are lawful. Did you know that? For a Christian, all things are lawful. And you know why? Because a child of God is under grace. A child of God is under grace, and they cannot sin. All things are lawful. But just because there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I thought I would hear a resounding, hallelujah, Lord. Don't take that lightly. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Thank God you've delivered me from guilt. Hallelujah. Thank Him. Yes. But just because there's no condemnation doesn't mean when I am not obeying God that there are not consequences. Huh? Oh, yes. Matter of fact, when I'm not obeying God, there are big consequences. And really, here are the big consequences, because when I should be gaining in the riches of Christ, but I'm not obeying God in my life, there is no profit to what I am doing. Do you realize how much profit and inheritance you are? You don't really, but you're the very inheritance of God. You're His inheritance. And the only reason you're gaining breath right now is He wants to increase His inheritance. And I know you wouldn't be here today if you didn't love Him. Aren't you thankful? I know I'm here because He first loved me. But He quickened me to that love, and I love Him, and I want to please Him, and I know how I please Him. Is by hearing and hearing the Word of God and continuing to hear the Word of God and not to hear it how I think I need to hear it, who I need to hear it from, but believe God for my life. And I'll tell you what, when you believe God for your life and you'll avail yourself to hearing the Word of God, oh, what you'll hear. Amen. But see, brothers and sisters, when I should be gaining riches but I'm not obeying God, there's no profit to my life. There's no profit to what I'm doing. When I should be a testimony, when I'm not obeying God, there's no spiritual encouragement that's going to radiate from my life. Amen. And here, isn't it wonderful? God loves us so much. He loves us so much that that's not going to go on. He's going to put a stop to it. And He always puts a stop to it. And I'm telling you, by the grace of God, in a wonderful way, I've learned this. Again. And I will continue to learn this again and again. To heed God. And fear the Lord. Amen. Reverence to Him, who He is. Yes, He's God, but He's love. He's the one that loves you. He's it. All others may forsake you, but He's the one that loves you. Reverence Him, fear Him, honor Him, obey Him. Take the change from glory to glory. Isn't that wonderful what He gives? And He gives it all the time, doesn't He? But see, we must, by the grace of God, apprehend it. And oftentimes what He does is He scares us. Scared so good. Oh, you've never been scared of the Lord, huh? Oh, I've been scared by this and scared by this. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. And He'll use it. And you best pay attention to it, brothers and sisters, because I'm telling you, He brings such wealth in that. That when He does, in His great love, allowing us a good scaring, you know what? Pay attention. Don't ignore it. And change. Take it. Well, I pray you understand something here. We don't need to fear the devil. This isn't about fearing him. Oh, no. This is about the fear of God. And this specifically today, in a lot of ways, is when we are not obeying God. I pray by the grace of God when He lays it down, which I know He does for all of us kids, because He's a daddy that loves you. And He chastens and He deals with you as sons. And there's correction from God. Fear Him. Honor Him. Receive it. Endure it. Take the change. Take the correction. Quit me of my pride. Quit me of my disobedience. Quit me of being disrespectful to God. And by the grace of God, to fear Him. Now, God let these disciples know that they were doing wrong. Would you say? Would you say? Amen. He let it be known very well. This was not going to go on any longer. And He put a stop to it. He let them know that they were doing wrong. And by the grace of God, what we read here, if you know the scriptures, I don't read of them ever going back to that mistake, do you? What do you think? Well, God help me when I know that I'm doing wrong. Stop. I'm just talking with my family. Okay? This is us. And our Father's speaking to us in His Word. And take it. We know it's the grace of God that's with us that quickens us to be alert and awake and actually have a heart that can be convicted. But it's time. He brought me to a place in my life recently. Honey, it's time. Praise God. And you know what? I don't want to ever go back. I don't. Job and David, they both said together, "The fear of the Lord is wisdom." You know what's wise about the fear of the Lord? It teaches you not to tempt God. Don't be foolish. Don't tempt God. Because the Word of God says He will not be mocked. He won't be. And He's wrapping up things in this world. Let me tell you something. He ain't going to be mocked. Solomon knew this, and he knew it personally, and he knew it in a great sorrow, because at the very end of his life, you know what he said, as God had dealt with him so graciously, so immensely. And yet that's not even to be compared with how graciously and immensely God has dealt with you, with Paul's gospel. Amen. Come on, you can smile and say, "Thank you, Jesus." You can smile and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Huh? Amen. Yeah. But see, he knew this, but he knew it in sorrow. Oh, them Proverbs, they're amazing. They convict and chasten us. Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord hates evil. Don't get much plainer than that. I'm hanging on to some evil stuff in my life. I'm not fearing God. Let's just be honest. There's something I'm giving more reverence to in that particular area of my life. 16:6 says, the fear of the Lord causes men to depart from evil. Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, God. Listen to this. You don't have to continue to mope around and be defeated. You don't have to have this weight that can so easily be set aside. Honestly, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. And he's no respecter of persons. I know that he has given you that. He loves his children. He's dealing with us deeply. But by the grace of God, just, amen, wake up, own up, face up. This is what it is. Love me. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord, the word of God says, brings riches and honor and life. Whew. Man, I tell you, it's just like, wait a sec. You just want me to drink this glass of water? It's that simple? It is. Take of the cup of salvation and drink. Amen. I'm telling you. It was like light upon light upon light, something so simple, such an epiphany. Because sometimes we get into thinking things a lot of times, but see, God will put a stop to that with his word. I want you to hear me. I want you to quit thinking. Isn't it wonderful? It's so simple. The fear of the Lord. The awe, the reverence of him. Let it work now. Because I know one thing. This is his body. Amen. Precious joints of the body. The elect of God. Amen. I like how you start thinking and you go like this and the eyes get big but smile and say, thank you, Jesus. Whew. Come on. You know, sometimes we're determined on that race car like this and you know, you keep pumping and you know, eventually you're going to get tired. Just thank you, Jesus. And it's amazing how it just kind of carries you on. Amen. See, the fear of the Lord brings riches and honor and life. And no wonder. Now listen to this one. Proverbs 23:17. Be in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Whew. All the day long? All the day long. And why? Because decisions have to be made all the day long. Amen. And he don't want you making one decision without reverence to him. He doesn't want one thought out of our lives without reverence to him. And God help us to make every decision in our life in the fear of the Lord and reverence to God. Because I'm telling you, I can speak of experience in this. If you don't, you'll wish you had. All the enemy wants you to do in one moment of time is to begin to think with this. And to make a decision in this. Well, this is going to be easier for my family. Or this is going to get along with others better. Or this is the way we're... Stop! You've just exited the thought of fear of the Lord. You've just gone into man's wisdom, which is foolishness to God. You've just entered in a direction where it says... The ways of man are destruction. It's a pit. It leads to death. It's going to be a dying thing in your life. I don't want to go after anything dying in my life. How about you? I don't. Now, I know I've got life eternal in the life of Christ, but let me tell you something. I want this to profit him. I want this to be in abundance. Oh, my goodness. I want him to come into this garden someday like brother talked about. And oh, my goodness. I've been kissing on your lips, oh, Lord. Now you're going to kiss on mine. And the wine that comes forth out of her, woo! You talk about a height of ecstasy. I got to kind of step back a bit. All right. Now, God help us. Quit being stubborn.
Amen. All of us. Thank him. And even right now. And I do. I want you to, again, meditate on the things of him. And meditate on his goodness. Meditate on the things that he's dealing with you right now. Maybe even in recent times where God has put the good fear of the Lord in you. Amen. Amen. All right. That's a wonderful thing. Now again, thank you, Jesus. Praise him for it. Amen. And Lord, by your grace, because it's got to be the grace of God that works it. But this simplicity of what you said, Lord, let it change me. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I'm not fearing the Lord, there is no peace of God. We always have peace with God. Yes, we do, because of the blood of Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. When you don't fear the Lord, there will be no peace of God. I want the peace of God. There ain't nothing better. And I'll use the word because sometimes I don't understand what else to say. There ain't no better feeling than the peace of God. Amen. Things can be going every which way and direction. Man, I'm just sitting there, whew, this is a good peace of God. I'm in the eye of the storm and in the eye of that hurricane, as you know. Whew, it's sunny up there, looking good to me. And you know, wherever I walk, that eye is just right there. Always thought about that. I'm looking up. Amen. And yet that hurricane just keeps spinning all around. So where do you want to be? You want to be in that singleness of eye and singleness of heart, all those things. See, let God even speak to you in nature. Isn't that amazing how he does it? Praise God. He is amazing. He is amazing. Going over to Psalm 28, 128. Closing this up here. People always looking for the I always love that, you know. It was kind of funny, you know, there was the workout that was an hour, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. I need the magic diet, ways to success. Here you go. And this is truth, and this is the only way. Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in his ways. Listen to this. Read this with me, really. Let's read it again together. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. Amen. Yeah, thank you, God. Oh, what this wonderful fear of the Lord. See, brothers and sisters, don't fear man. Don't fear your spouse. Don't. Now, don't look at him or her right now. Don't fear your kids. Don't fear society. Don't fear your boss. Don't fear the powers that be. Fear the Lord. Amen? Now, again, we've seen this in so many types, but Abraham, he feared the Lord. He did fear the Lord so sweetly. And he increased so mightily, increased spiritually, naturally. Lot and him started out the very same way. They really did. By the grace of God, it was right there. The Lord speaking to them. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what. Abraham, he feared the Lord. But Lot would not fear the Lord. The warning signs of God to Lot's life. The warning signs. Son, you're tied to the things of this world. You're tied to the things of this life. You're tethering yourself to death. Yes. Things that are going to just destroy and rob you. Yes. And they went unheeded. And it will always be the same. If it goes unheeded, you'll lose it all. Yes, he was justified. Praise be to God that he would not burn. But everything else in his life was burned. That wood, hay, and stubble goes up quick. Kindling is just whew, and it was gone. And I'm going to tell you, in every family, pretty much, those that make the choice for God, and then there's those that squander it. And so simply, the ones that are happy feared the Lord. Happy ones fear the Lord. They choose the things of God and the people of God. And those that aren't happy, oh, they might think for a moment, but they're never happy. They don't fear the Lord in the fullness of what the Lord is offering. And they walk away from truth. And they choose to befriend ungodly things. So finally, what are we going to do about it? Well, as it says in Romans 13, verse 11, it's high time. And it is high time. It's high calling of God in Christ Jesus' time. It's going to be a high time of those that are loving His appearing that will meet Him in the air time. Are you in high time? High time? That's the calling that's upon us, is high time. It's high time to awake. To awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us. This is Paul even speaking of himself. He's bringing himself into this. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day. Not in rioting. Not in drunkenness. Not in chambering. Not in wantonness. Not in strife. Not in envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. May we wake up and fear the Lord. It's a joyful thing. And walk. And walk and walk and walk. In all the ways. All the ways of the Lord. Until by the grace of God, I just walk right on up to Him. And hug Him face to face. Praise His name. Let's pray. Father, thank you. You deal with us so sweetly. Thank you for being so plain. Thank you, Lord, for changing me. Thank you, Lord, for something you did in my life here recently. Thank you, Lord, that the fear of the Lord departs from evil things. And Lord, cause our hearts, Lord, more and more to fear you. To walk away from these things. Pass by those things. Lord, to not be entangled in those things any longer. Lord, we know it's all because of the grace of God that's with us. That gives us that strength. It's the love. It's the joy of the family of God. It's the reverence and respect of the Father. That you're our Father. Oh, hallelujah. What an election. The elect of God. What a family, hallelujah, what responsibility, what grace, what glory. We are the very heirs and joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. Lord, let us live this. Let us live in the honorable life of sons. The sons of the Most High, the mature sons of God. Lord, that I would walk in it and please you because you are worthy to be pleased and worthy to be praised, worthy to be honored, worthy, hallelujah, thank you, God, to do this work in my life. Lord, let us praise you today for it. And God, you've brought this here, Lord, and you're opening hearts right now. By faith, by faith, by faith, in Jesus' name, we receive it. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Jesus.
And their eyes do not depart from the mercy seat. For they are fixed there for the fruits of the Spirit. comes from that reverence of that mercy and that grace.
Amen.
Their eyes remain affixed. Continuously.
Praise God. Oh, in Jesus' name rejoice. Hallelujah.